Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Rome, we hear from Father Vivian Boland, a friar of the Irish province, who is an assistant to the Master of the Order for Fraternal Life and Formation. Father Vivian's preaching is entitled, The Never-Ending Story.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this he appeared in another form to two of them, walking along on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." How does the Gospel of Mark end? Critical editions of the text have it ending at chapter 16, verse 8. They said nothing to anybody because they were afraid. It seems like a strange ending to the Gospel, which is one of the reasons why we find shorter and longer endings added in some of the early manuscripts. The passage we read today is the longer ending, a summary of the encounters the disciples had with the risen Lord in the days after the resurrection, and which are recorded more fully in the other Gospels. This reading is an appropriate summary to end the first week of Eastertide, and we've heard about these various encounters with the risen Lord at greater length during the past week. The fact that Mark's Gospel has various endings reminds us that the Gospel, in fact, does not end. It is a story which opens onto the lives of those who hear it. The subsequent chapters of the Gospel are the life of the Church, the lives of anybody and everybody who hears its message, the lives of everybody for whom the Gospel is intended. The Never-Ending Story was a popular film some years ago. It is the story of a boy who finds a fascinating book in which, as he reads it, he discovers to his amazement that he himself is a character in its story. The Gospel is like this. Everybody is a character in its story. The life of each human being is yet one more chapter in the fascinating and never-ending tale of creation and salvation, of sin and grace, of promise and fulfillment, of call and mission. The strange endings of Mark's Gospel also bring out this point, that the resurrection is not just a happy ending to what otherwise would have been a tragic tale. It is not that we can all go back now to our ordinary lives, relieved that the story of Jesus had a happy ending after all. Rather, the resurrection is the opening of a new story, the beginning of a new tale. The resurrection is a first chapter, not a last chapter or an epilogue. And it is awesome, this story of new creation, which implies a decreation, an undoing of the old creation. This story of new life, which implies a death, this story of radical renewal, which implies radical change in our understanding and in our way of living. The various endings of Mark raise questions, yes, but they also confirm that something overwhelming had happened, Of what could they be sure? Of what can we be sure? There is radical change in the disciples, and very soon we will hear again about the births of the church. There is still the possibility of radical change for ourselves, as the risen Lord breathes on his disciples the Spirit who comes to work and to work again in our lives. No wonder the women were afraid, disinclined to speak to anybody about what was, for the moment, simply baffling and disturbing. A journey is required to enter into what the resurrection means, and today's gospel reading makes that very clear as well. A journey is required from disbelief and fear through questioning and hope to faith and joy. Everyone is not yet living happily ever after, so let us continue to read on tomorrow and next week and next month and through all the years of our lives. Let us continue to live on tomorrow and next week and next month and all the years of our lives, confident that the Spirit given by the risen Lord continues to lead our lives towards an ending we cannot possibly imagine.